Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we got to training camp, PR czar Joe Trahan is like, who do you guys want? And we were like, you got to get us Kellen Moore. You want Jason Garrett? No, we got him every Monday. Jerry Jones? Nah, he's not that important. We want the savior. We want the whiz kid. We want the new hope for the Cowboys offense, Kellen Moore. And right now on Facebook Live, thank you, Mike Fisher, for filming, and the fan cam brought to you by Twin Peaks and Albertson / Tom Thumb is Kellen Moore with Sean and RJ on the home of America's team. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Are you aware of all the savior talk?
I am not. I think I'm a little busy right now, a little consumed with some other stuff, but yeah.
Go take it away, Chuck.
Well,
there's your analytics.
Yeah,
hit him with it.
This is what I want to know, because you're young, which I think means you're smart. Okay, because you're forward thinking. Are you a guy? Do you buy into or do you pay attention to all the new information and analytics that are out there? Like running on first down is not a good idea. Do you buy into all that?
I love reading all that stuff.
So you're aware of it. You're not like...
Yeah. I think naturally, yeah, probably maybe it's the age I'm in. You know, we grew up maybe doing all that sort of stuff, reading that stuff. You know, probably when you're 12 years old, you played video games and played Madden plenty and all that good stuff. But, I love that stuff. I love, you know, learning about the different nuances, their schemes, but then there's also all those tendency things. And I think it's fascinating. It's good stuff.
So would it be fair to say that, like, that's kind of like you lean to that? So we may see less.
I think it's awesome information. At the end of the day, you got to kind of figure out what suits us best. But I think there's a lot of merit to certain things, and there's value to it. You just got to make sure it kind of fits into, you know, what you have and your personnel, and you know, maybe the way everything connects for us from a scheme standpoint.
We know the relationship that you had with Scott Linehan. He was kind of responsible for helping to groom you. So this isn't a shot at Scott, but everybody wants to know how different will your offense look from the Cowboy offenses we've seen in the past few years?
Yeah. First of Scott, I love Scott. I mean, Scott meant so much to me from a playing perspective and also from a coaching perspective. I mean, I spent a lot of time with him in Detroit and in Dallas, even Scott, he played two completely different ways. In Detroit, when I got up there, I was like, holy cow, these guys are throwing it 55 times a game, just slinging it to Calvin and with Matthew, obviously. And then, started running the rock down here a little bit. Obviously, that was the way the personnel dictated it, I think. And, I think you learn a lot every stop you make. You know, I learned a lot from Scott in both instances. Other people you've been exposed to in Detroit, in college at Boise. Certainly my dad was a high school coach. And so you kind of pull all these different pieces together, learn a lot. We got a lot of other coaches who've been exposed to different things over the years. And so hopefully we can kind of mold this thing that best suits us.
So whenever we're out here and any player moves, there's a freak out. First off, we act like we know what we're saying. We don't know what we're saying. But we're like, Kellen Moore's bringing motion and spacing and different formations. So Cowboy fans have accused this offense of being too predictable and being able to telegraph what plays are coming out. Are you trying to install a little bit more motion and running some of the plays we've seen, but just out of different looks? Is that a heavy emphasis?
Yeah, certainly. I've probably been my experience in college. We spent a lot of time in the shift of motion world at Boise, and so, it's a little bit of a trendy thing. A lot of people have been doing it. I think it really suits us well because, you know, there's conviction sometimes, and, hey, we love this play. There's nothing wrong with this play. We love it. We just got – the more you can do those things, protect it, hey, give the defense a bunch of stuff to look at, and they're honed in on just trying to line up properly, get a line, all that stuff. They're not staring at you trying to process what play is going on. So
the savior Kellen Moore joining us here on 105 through the fan. So is like kind of your offense, is it a lot like the Boise offense then?
was really a long time ago already. I think it was, you know, 8 years ago. So I think there's pieces of that, you know, just probably more of an influence on me than anything, just kind of the approach of offensive football. And then you piece it together with all these different experiences you've had, and, you know, I think we'll continue to explore a lot of different things. I think that's the beauty of this time of year, too.
As a player, as a quarterback progresses, is it possible to become more aggressive as a quarterback and not, you know, like, or are you, if you're conservative as a player, you're just conservative. Like, that's the kind of quarterback you are. If you're a gunslinger, you'll never be reined in. Like, is there a chance that Dak becomes more aggressive as a player?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you're in your fourth year. You know, certainly, hey, like I said, like we keep talking about attacking. Probably all 32 teams use the word attacking all offseason. But truly, you know, we got to attack. We got to go after it. And I think the biggest thing is we got the receiving crew here. I mean, you know, last year was kind of a unique situation where we kind of had some new pieces coming in. Amari eventually came in. Training camp, everyone was hurt. You know, it was hard to, you know, get all on the same page. And so, you know, I think we're very fortunate to be in that situation here. We've had the whole offseason with really a lot of the core pieces that'll be here. And so we hopefully can continue to build on that and be in a really good place starting with week one.
Kellen Moore in the Twin Peaks Hot Seat, also brought to you by Albertsons and Tom Thumb. Facebook Live on the 105.3 The Fan page and on our fan cam with Sean and RJ. Where have you seen Dak get better? Because we've heard about you and Kitten in the offseason and footwork and accuracy improvement. We think we're seeing it out here to start off camp. You've been with Dak from the jump. Where has he improved and how?
Yeah, I think naturally fourth year in this deal. Certainly fundamentally he's been able to grow and get more comfortable with stuff. You know, each and every year you can probably see it. You know, I think simply it's just command, just running the show. He knows it inside and out. He knows the run game, all the adjustments, why we're doing stuff. I think the biggest reason is you understand the why to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the protections, all that stuff. And then, you know, at the end of the day, now he can start kind of molding this thing and we can work together and say, hey, let's get on the same page and let's roll.
So last year it used to drive me crazy. Mm-hmm. He would make a play with his legs and it seemed like it would go away for a while. And we have these discussions. Do you make him like Cam Newton? You probably don't want to make him like Lamar Jackson. Do you have to focus on him becoming a pocket passer? Where are you with using Dak's legs more in the offense?
Yeah. I think, hey, if you can run and get positive yards, you get 5-6 yards on a naked and no one's committing to it. Take 5-6 yards and get it. And then we'll be great. And I think Dak's in a really, really good place where he's got the ability to do it. He'll do it. You know, we're not going to try and have him, you know, maybe potentially what Lamar is going to be doing in Baltimore. We're probably not trying to give him 200 carries or whatnot, but, you know, there's a time and place for everything. I think he does a phenomenal job with that.
How much of him not running is that just simply what the defense is not giving him? Like, they're not giving him the run, so he's not taking it.
Yeah, I think certainly there's been a progression. I think his first year, we were a phenomenal play-action team with him. You know, I think it was naturally probably a little bit of a shock to everyone because Tony, we didn't run a whole lot of boots and play-actions in that form. And then there was a little bit of an adjustment period. People kind of started playing for, hey, run game, boot out, you know, with Dak and all that sort of stuff. And then so you kind of got to make these adjustments, whatnot. And, you know, hopefully we're continuing to mold that and build that, you know, put that all together.
Another thing that we like to act like we know about is audibles. You know, did he kill it? Is he allowed to kill it? Who's responsible for that change? Was it? Where do you stand on audibles? What control will Dak have when it comes to that?
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of being in his fourth year. He knows so much of the why to everything. Why are we running this play? Why do we want to get to this? Why do we want to get to that? And so the more we get to you know, the season, obviously we're in an install phase right now, but once we get to the season, you have the ability to pair these things up more that says, hey, at the end of the day, we really want this play against this look. So let's get there. Hey, we get that look. Let's get to that point, and you know, hopefully that can benefit us in the long run.
Kellen Moore here on The Fan. So Sean McVay and apparently reinvented football by being in the headset of Jared Goff until the play clock expired. How different was that? And do you plan on doing something similar?
Yeah, certainly there's value to that. I think everyone around the league probably recognizes that to some degree. It's a valuable piece. You know, you can talk to him up to 15 seconds on the play clock.
Does that happen more than we know, or it's like, whoa, that's kind of a cool new idea?
I think it happens probably more than people think. But at the same time, I think they did a phenomenal job with it. They did some really, really good stuff. You know, at the end of the day, you just kind of got to see what best suits you. Playing quarterback's really hard in the league. If you got someone talking to you all the time, you just got to make sure it's beneficial because, you know, that can be potentially a distraction.
We won't bug you anymore for the next 2 days. That's it. I'm walking up to the line of scrimmage, and you're in my head. You can be as generic as you want. What, for all of our listeners back on the home of the Cowboys, what would that instruction or something sound like as I'm walking up to the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, usually, especially in the no huddle thing, you're really trying to get to the best play, you know. And that's the beauty of the no huddle system is right. You can get on the ball. We can have a conversation. Obviously, it's a one-way conversation, but you know, we can have that form of a conversation that says, hey, let's get in double right. Okay, hey, let's go to this or this. Hey, we know the look. Hey, if they give you this, go to A. If they give you this, go to B, and you can get up to that line of scrimmage. And Dak does a phenomenal job with that. Use some cadence, hey, and then on occasion, hey, just run this really fast. Hey, get here, and we're going to go to play X, you know, and line up and snap it as quick as possible. And so you can play with that stuff, play with the different tempos, and hopefully at the end of the day get us in a really good play.
So yeah,
thank you.
Because Kitna
talked about, for 2 days yeah. after this.
Kitna talked about that the other day. It was like, you know, throw the coverage dictates, not if the receiver is open. Like, the receiver's job is to get open.
Yeah.
The pick six yesterday, was that that was where the coverage dictated he throws it, and it was just a good play?
That was awesome that it happened, actually, because in a weird way, that is the one. It was a play action pass. Randall's our slot receiver. They brought the nickel, and he's got to make a quick little adjustment because we're not protecting that. He's free. And so it was a great opportunity. Dak could have helped with his communication. Randall could have broke his route off, and it was one of those, like, it's a really crappy play, and we were really glad it happened because that's the one worst-case scenario that's going to happen 3% of the time on that play. And if you get it, it's a great play. If not, obviously something like that happens. So, you know, in a weird way, it was actually good. And both of them, like, immediately, it was almost a battle of who's going to take the blame. It was like Dak's like, oh, that's my fault. And Randall's like, no, I should have done that. And they're, like, fighting at each other, you know, trying to take blame for that. So they're in a really good place.
All right, last one for you, Kellen Moore. This has been fantastic. You're mm-hmm. obviously sharp, high energy. The entire locker room raves about you. But my worry is experience. I'm a big experience guy, and you've never done this before.
Yeah.
How are you going to overcome that? And the not power, but the control between you and Jason in doing this on the offense. He's been doing this a long time. How is that going to work? Do you feel like you have full control, or are some of the strings still connected with your lack of experience?
No, I feel like we're in a great place. At the end of the day, obviously, yeah, I haven't called as many games. Hey, I didn't randomly call the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I knew about 2 days before. you know, obviously the preseason is going to be a phenomenal opportunity for me. There's going to be great value to that, being able to go through that process, and then as we go through the season, hopefully we can get in a really, really good place. Hopefully, hey, over the years, being a backup, you're on the sideline a whole lot, and so, you know, hopefully you've been exposed to some of these things, and naturally, you know, Jason has been phenomenal. He's been a great resource, and, you know, he'll be great on game day as well.
Are you nervous?
Not too bad, no. I think we'll be good, yeah.
That's a yes.
That's good.
No, like, yeah.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
You're looking at the bed. Traditionally right. I've been on the left here. So maybe that is a weird thing.
Why? Why did you switch?
I don't know. It's closer to the bathroom, I think.
Right. Okay. You know. Tell them what that really means.
It means you're a serial killer.
All right. Yeah, okay. You're serial killer.
Kellen Moore, for everything.
Kellen Moore, face... No, you're supposed to play the Superman music, Troy. Kellen Moore, Twin Peaks Hot Seat, thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
It was a joy to have you, and we can't wait to see what you bring to the Cowboys offense. We appreciate it. Well,
thanks for having me.
There he is, the Cowboys OC right here on DFW Sports Station.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.